Well, good morning, backstage. It's been a minute. I think I say that in literally every single audio that I post outside of Gone Wild Audio, that it has been a minute, because it has. I think it's been about 8 months since I've last posted something, and that was on the Gone Wild side, not the backstage side. So it's Bunny, just in case, you forgot I existed, which you're totally well within your right to do. I don't know what 2019 was, but I feel like I'm still dealing with it. I'm still coping. I also just woke up, so do forgive me for any absent-mindedness, because it's gonna happen. I haven't had my coffee yet. I'm barely out of bed. I'm in my PJs still. So that should answer your questions regarding why the fuck is she so spacey? Regardless, it's good to be back. I don't know how often I plan on kind of popping in and saying hello or recording something fun. I do want to record something fun soon because I have a couple of new toys I want to try out. Yay. So that should be fun for all involved. But I think, oh geez, I started posting in 2018. Why does that feel so long ago? I mean, it is, but it isn't. I don't know how active I plan on being in either community, but I do plan on keeping my account open and my content accessible and everything like that. So I may as well at least contribute to it a couple times a year. And this is one of those times a year I was browsing Reddit in the morning, as you do, and I came across a questionnaire done by another user. I don't have her name right now, but I will link it in the description for her answers. But the questionnaire itself is done by Petal Baby. And I've done one or two of her things before. I always love her questions because she asks anything that's from the complete, mundane to how are you today, to how did you get into this? Why did you get into this? What's the meaning of life according to you? And I mean, we all know it's 42, and if you don't agree, I mean, the closure button is somewhere I can't really direct you. Usually at your top left, but since we're a community of mobile users, I'm just gonna say just go back. Just fuck off. So yeah, this is Petal Baby's fifth questionnaire. I'm just gonna pull it up here, and it goes fairly in depth. It is 34 questions. Unless there's a bonus, no. 34 questions, and I've got some time to kill before I actually have to get up and get dressed and go to work. So, without further ado, let's just jump into it. So, question one. What is your love language? And if you're not familiar with love languages, it's basically how you show your partner you love them. These love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, and physical touch. The last time I took the test was quite a while ago before I got into, my more serious relationships. So I can't really go by those results. I feel like that would be dishonest. For myself, I find I'm very cuddly. I'm very, like, physically clingy. And I really enjoy acts of service as well. I want to show you that I love you. I want to shower you with affection, physical, and cooking for you, or folding your laundry, or just doing something for you that makes your life easier, better, sweeter, just takes a little bit of stress off you. Because I'm nice that way. Question two. How and when did you discover your favorite kink? And if you're not kinky, how did you find Gone Wild Audio? So we could treat this as a bonus question to make it an even 35 questions. I'll circle back to it. But as most of you should know, if you've listened to my stuff, I'm pretty kinky. I kind of stumbled on DDLG It's complicated. It's slightly complicated. Because you don't just wake up one day and you're boom, I'm a submissive. It's kind of a journey to get there and to reach those conclusions and to, you know, fully embrace what that means. Now, I'm not a submissive, I'm a switch. So that made things a little bit more convoluted. I started out more on the dom side of things. And it kind of led to this wonderful power play with a couple of partners of mine. And it led me to explore more into my submissive tendencies. And over the years, just kind of playing and experimenting within, you know, those power boundaries, I felt most at home as a switch. But I would say my biggest kink is daddy dom, little girl. I mean, I don't know why it's my biggest kink. I mean, you could argue daddy issues, but shut up. I think it just kind of evolved over time into what it is. And I think putting that kind of label on it can be explanatory, but it can also be limiting. So, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a constant journey we're all on as kinksters. And your kinks naturally do evolve. So, I kind of started from the top and then moved to the bottom and then kind of settled in the middle. If you want the Cliff Notes version. Question 3. What do you wear to bed? Nothing. I sleep naked. As the day I was born, it's fantastic. If I need to answer the door, though, it's a little complicated because your girl needs glasses. So kind of got to fumble for my glasses like a teenage boy trying to take a bra off and then fumble for my robe, which is never in the same place. Let's be honest. It just kind of moves. But yeah, that's the only place it can get. Well, depending on who's at the door. Where are you answering this questionnaire? In my bedroom, kitchen, office, car. I'm in my bed. Yep. Question 5. What is my favorite kind of soup? Okay. What is this soup vibe with 2020? There's just so much soup going on. A friend of mine got a cookbook of soups and sandwiches. And he is on a tangent to do some of them. So there's just a lot of soup around my life right now. I'm quite partial to a cream-based chicken wild rice soup, but that's just me. Okay, how do you pronounce the word caramel? So there's some words in here that may or may not bring out my Canadian accent. I think I said pajamas earlier. I don't fucking remember. So how do you pronounce the word caramel? How about data, root, pecan, and envelope, pajamas, and a crayon? I'm actually surprised the word couch isn't in there. Because so many of my American friends, when I'm actually down there, ask me to say couch because they're just like, no, you say it so differently. And I do. It's the Canadian. It comes out now and again, and I'm sorry. Oh, there it is again. Would I have sex with an identical twin version? Fuck yes! A twin version of myself? God damn yes. Well, there's a fantasy. Question 8. Say your partner or potential SO is well-versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? I love when my partners are passionate about damn near anything. So if they're passionate about the driest shit to me, their passion is what's sexy. It's not the topic that it's on. Question 9. Dating wise, how old is too old and how young is too young? There's actually a couple questions down that I don't really want to spoil because some of you might be surprised. I don't know. I don't think so. But I expect the unexpected from you. How old is too old? If we're seriously dating, around, oh fuck. If we're seriously dating, I'm gonna say 35 would be like a loose cutoff. I've dated a couple of 37-year-old, 38-year-olds. It's kind of like my cutoff there, because at that point they're in a different phase of their life than I am. No big deal. How young is too young? Younger than I am. I don't, by proxy, I just don't date anyone younger than I am. Like, they've got to blow my mind. The one time I did it, I got really burnt by him. Because he was weird. So, maybe that's part of it, but I don't date younger than I am. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else? A celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? Nope. Nope. I can do voices and accents, but I mean, to do like a full audio in one and maintain my mood, I don't think that's a thing. I could probably do an accent, but depending on how naturally that accent actually comes to me, and how much I have to think about it, it would slip. And I've heard too many audios of people trying to do, you know, accent and stay in character and get themselves off, and it just turns into a disaster most times. So, digressing. If you're listening and you're another artist and you feel called out, I'm sorry. So here's that question I was just talking about, when it was asking about dating age. I don't know how old my listeners think I am. That's the question, is how old do you guys think I am? I tend to downplay my age a lot. Because, again, I like the daddy-daughter dynamic. And this will also be spoiled in a later question as well. I'm 25. So I'm not young, I'm not old, and I'm right smack dab in the middle. So I can do anything, really. Question 12. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat, and is there food that most other people don't eat that I like? I'm not a picky eater. At the same time, I know what I like. I'm not a fan of most condiments, actually. Like mustard, relish. Not for me. I will not eat pickles. I can't stand them. I hate them. Traumatic experience, by the way. And is there a food that I like that most others don't? I will never say no to a good cabbage roll. Provided there's meat in it. And rice. God damn it. Question 13. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? Not particularly. I am kind of blessed that one of my hobbies allows me a lot of travel, and that work allows me to go. And I love learning about the history that I'm surrounded by when I'm in those areas. But there's nothing I'm really necessarily fixated on. Can I comfortably go the rest of my life without falling in love? No. My God, no. No. I'm kinky, but I'm romantic, okay? Question 15. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Well, I chase storms in my free time. So naturally, I do see a lot of gray skies. But if there are blue skies, that means there are certain elements that are going into the environment around it at that moment in time that allow me to chase storms. So I'm 50-50 on this one. I'm sorry. 16. What were my favorite shows as a child? Oh, fuck. I mean, I grew up in the... Some of you might not know these shows because, again, Canada, hi. Mr. Dress Up. I mean, come on. For those of you that know, you know. Inspector Gadget, Pippi, not Pippi Longstocking. Oh, fuck. The Mighty Ducks. Pippi Longstocking was on there, but it wasn't, like, a super favorite. I'm kind of using, like, a couple of ages as reference because I don't really remember watching a ton of TV as a kid. A couple of weird constants that I do remember is Jeopardy. I've loved that since I think I can even... I think it's fair to say I've loved Jeopardy since I can remember, which... is gonna make losing Alex Trebek that much harder. Like, that man is just a walking piece of Canadian history. The big comfy couch. And pretty much anything Disney. I mean, I still love anything Disney. I'm a Disney slut, but digressing. But those are a few of my favorite things. Oh, what is your favorite protein? Meat, or if you're vegan, it'd be beans, soy, etc. I'm not a vegan, so I enjoy meat. Giggity. Are you interested in true crime? God, yes. True crime and abnormal psych. They are... They push my buttons. Not my sexy buttons, but my buttons. I enjoy learning about the depravity and... just absolute craziness that a human can feel and that they can cause. And yeah. Do you like reality television? Not really. I mean, I enjoy Hell's Kitchen. That's pretty much as much reality TV show as... that's as much reality TV as I consume. What do you think of pegging for question number 21? It's fine if you're into it. Sure. Question number 22. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates? On dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? Kids just do it. They don't care. They're nervous, obviously. But they just out with it. The beautiful thing about kids is that they don't have these weird social constructs that they have to adhere to be accepted by their peers. Not in the way that adults do. And I think that unbridled just joy about asking somebody they like is enough for them. But for adults, we're a lot more nervous about it. We're a lot more guarded. We're a lot more, well, what if I get hurt? What if this? What if that? Kids just go for it. We just hem and haw and overthink. At least I do. Question 23. Do you like raw onions in your food? It depends what it is. And it depends on the cut of the onion. If they're cut in rings and they're thick, then no. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm biting into it. An onion on anything. But if they're like really finely done and they're on a burger, totally fine. I don't like them in my salads. I don't. That's really the only two places I would put raw onions for myself. Question 24 is really interesting because I'm trying it right now. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? And I can do it on my left hand. My ring finger wants to move, I can feel it quivering, but I can curl it. But on my right hand, they're lockstep pretty much. I can't move my pinky without my ring finger wanting to curl down. I don't know. Question number 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? I like to cuddle while we're still awake. And then when we both want to go to sleep, that way we just kind of drift apart. And maybe a little touching in the middle of the night, like my foot on theirs, or sometimes butt to butt, sometimes back to back. Sometimes I wake up holding hands. But while I'm sleeping, I don't really cuddle a ton because I get really, really warm. And I don't really want to wake up all sweaty. Question number 26. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? Yes, I am a Costco shopper. Only when I absolutely have to, though, because the three Costcos I have in my city are absolutely insane at all times of the year. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas, if it's Easter, it doesn't matter. I can't handle the insanity. It turns me into a Karen, and I don't ever want to be that person. What is the sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life, i.e. medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, fucking a 50-foot tall woman? That's specific, Petal. Are you okay? For me, it's probably that age play of being younger than I am. Which, yeah. Yeah. Question 28. What's a fashion trend of your youth that you find atrocious now? Of my youth? Well, 90s has always kind of being a part of fashion, and I can't even specifically say it's 90s. I mean, they pulled on it before the 90s from somewhere. I'm gonna say the fanny pack, though. That was a thing. It was such a thing, and it was a thing before then, and it's gonna remain a thing. I just can't stand them. I get that they're utilitarian, but I can't. Just stop. Okay. Here's one that I may or may not be able to do justice to this point in the morning. But what is my favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. Okay, I misread that question then. Southern and English for me. I think for the Southern accents, it's just like that. That slow sweetness to it. I spend a lot of time down there, and I'm spoiled by just listening to some people sometimes, and I just get lost in the cadence and lost in the way that they talk. Conversely, there are people that I can't fucking understand. And, I mean, obviously they can't help it. But at the same time, I'm amazed that that sound is coming out from somebody. And I am just kind of sitting back in reverence at that point. And for English, I think it's just the... I don't know. The snarkiness of it. You can deliver so much sass in an English accent that you can't in a Canadian or an American accent, because it comes across as sass, but in an English accent it comes across as fact, or, you know, at the very least it comes across as just a statement. And I like that that dry English humor. The quality of a voice itself that would really draw me in. I love deep voices. Like, ugh, please, yes. Mm. Like honey, like deep and sweet. Yes, please. Question 30. We're almost done, guys. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? It depends. Most of my inbox right now, since I've been inactive for so long, is either unanswered. I'm not sorry for that because they're copy pastes or really off the wall creepy messages. If it's someone who wants to converse a little bit, there's some back and forth flirting, but it really never goes past that. Sorry for any one of you thinking that you can really get past that. Sorry, honey. Question 31. Do you remind receiving pet names from strangers, as in, like, somebody random calling me babe? Yes. I will correct you right quick on that. You don't know me. Keep my name and keep any pet names out of your fucking mouth. Okay. Yes, I do mind. I don't mind from people that I know and people that I've been conversing with for a while, but if you don't know me, don't try that shit. It's just creepy and weird and nobody likes it. 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? I am a sucker for a good cheekbone, like a la Benedict Cumberbatch. I love a good eye. If someone has really, really gorgeous or captivating eyes, I'm lost 110%. Can I count how many sexual partners I've had on all of my fingers or all of my fingers and toes? I can count them on... What is my body count? It's been a minute. I'm gonna say I can count them on both of my hands and one of my feet. Ooh, we're at the last question. Guys, we made it. Bro. Okay. And not a minute too soon because my alarm was set to go off in 4 minutes. Which I already dismissed because I know this is probably going to go over that. So, anyways, have I spoken to my favorite poster on Gone Wild Audio already? Yes. Like, sort of indirectly, yes. There used to be a chat group that I was part of with some of the creators and posters for Gone Wild Audio. And one of my favorite posters was in there, and we'd say things to each other, but never really, like, actually talk. Yeah. That was it. That's all. That was a great way to spend my morning. My coffee is probably a little cold right now, but that's okay. I will still drink it. Cold coffee makes you tough. But yeah. That was a questionnaire. That was a good way to stretch my audio legs again, and hopefully I should. Wow, that was almost half an hour. I just looked at the time. That's wonderful. So if you're still listening by now, kudos, man. Woman. Kudos you. So with that said, I am gonna slowly get on my day and have this up for you to listen to, and feel free to slide into my DMs with any questions or comments, concerns. And no pet names, please. Bye.